Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We know shoplifters are costing us a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're shoplifting and we're paying for it.
But look how much they're saving. Is that not a great savings plan?
At least somebody's saving there. It ain't us.
You know, I don't mind the average shoplifter. If you're a shoplifter, don't feel judged by us. It's those smash and grab people that are the bad ones.
The efficient ones.
Well, yeah, but they're just taking more than their share.
And I still don't know why they let them leave.
I don't either, but I'd like to find their eBay page. So I'll bet they offer some good deals.
It's a pawn shop, probably.
Maybe.
Well, I got some stats on shoplifters. There are about 27 million shoplifters in the nation today, but it's like 1 in 11 Americans or so.
That's why I didn't want to upset them.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. There's no profile of a typical shoplifter. A shoplifter could be anyone.
Okay, but there are some profiles that turn out to be true. Like teen girls. There was a, at least for a while, I know there was this thing where they did it for the thrill, not because they needed the item, but it was some kind of teenage excitement thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're shoplifting like a meal, I can understand that, but you don't need a flat screen TV.
Okay.
Oh, that's very, you got one and you don't think they should get one? How rude.
I bought mine, but if you're hungry, go get you something to eat.
Well, shoplifters say they are caught an average of only once every 48 times. That's a lot of shoplifting.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they just do it 47 times and quit?
Quit.
Now, this, you say they're caught. Does that mean all the ones, the videos we see where they literally just walk out the door and leave, those people probably aren't caught.
Yeah. No. And how can you get away with it with all the cameras now? Yeah. Like, that would be the one crime I would not want to do, because someone's going to bust you.
Seems to be the one crime most people can get away with these days, though. Like Cato says, you see him walk out the door.
I lost an hour last night. I was looking up celebrities that have been caught shoplifting, and there's a ton of them. Winona Ryder, who got caught shoplifting. Like, is there something about, like, once you become a big star, it's like, okay, I got to shoplift now.
I think that one was probably for attention or something, or the thrill or something. That's a mental illness. When you shoplift and you don't need to. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for the excitement or whatever.
Well, I can't get that hour back. I'll just say that. I just passed along my hour information to you.
And I do have to confess, I did shoplift one time when I was a kid. I know, because I found a Swan Lake necklace that was like half out the box, and my sister convinced me that means I could keep it. And so I show my mom, and I'm like, look what I got. She made me take it back to Walmart and apologize.
You think?
She didn't make my sister, though, the one who convinced me to do it.
Yeah, well, look at Adam and Eve. Eve got off scot-free. She's the one who told them.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
They both got kicked out of the garden. Mm. And could not come back in.
That wasn't the best example.
Approximately 73% of non-professional shoplifters don't plan their thefts in advance.
Well, that's why they're not pros.
What are they doing? Like, are you just sitting there, though? You've never shoplifted before, and you're sitting there shopping like, you know what? What if I just stick this down my pants and walk out of here? Is it just like, it baffles my mind.
You probably see something and go, oh, that's really nice. I think I want that.
But I don't have the cash.
You walked in not wanting to buy anything, and you see something that you really, really like.
And you're proud of yourself because you're like, I didn't give in.
And look how much I saved.
So I'm not going to go political here, but there are people who apologize for shoplifters and don't want us to punish them. And I don't understand that. They're like, well, it's not that big of a crime. Those big companies can afford it. And I'm sorry, it's moral right and wrong. It is dark versus light, good versus evil. We should be punishing people who break that kind of... Well, I don't care if someone's going 4 over the speed limit, but when you're stealing property from another person or company, that's wrong.
But if you accidentally have it on that lower shelf of your shopping cart and you forgot to scan it at the grocery store, that's
Believe
okay.
it or not, that's who they'll arrest.
I know they're going to arrest someone that, oh, I forgot about that, you know, case of water down there. Or
I don't understand how, though. I'm sorry.
Well, some of us are just forgetful, you know, and we're busy. You got kids, you got a ton of kids around you, and you're trying to get through it.
Hawk, you want to tell us about some arrests that we need to know about?
No.
Gato, I agree with you, but why is it that we arrest these people and the people who come in with a hammer and a bag and start taking jewelry by the tens and hundreds of thousands, and those guys walk away?
They're running away. See, we walk away. If we run, they won't catch us.
That's true. Those guys don't look that fast at the door.
Well, the breakdown for stores that get shoplifted, department stores number one, supermarkets number two. You got convenience stores and then drug stores.
Yeah.
What about restaurants? Because, you know, sometimes you forget to pay a tab. But then you go back and eventually realize you didn't pay.
How much did you have to drink?
Yeah. I don't know. But the crazy thing is, it was a couple of weeks before I went back to the place and I walked in. They're like, hey, Cato, we'll just open it back up for you. I'm like, thank you, because I couldn't remember if I paid.
How long has this been open?
2 weeks.
My friend's been coming in like, just put on Cato's tab.
It was a lot of money.
Well, the good thing here on the Hawk and Tom Show, you don't have to shoplift any music or any laughs. They're all free here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
You know what? Some people do shoplift. If you turn off once the commercials come on, that is shoplifting.
You gotta listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, next time your kid or someone you care about feels like they have failed or messed up or done something like that,
there's
one little thing that you can do that can make a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah. For example, you've been maybe watching some basketball game here lately, and you see someone miss a free throw. Their teammates would reach out and high-five them anyway. Well, encouragement like that really can make a difference. Researchers looked at hundreds of free throw scenarios from women's basketball games to see if it actually helped players make their next free throw.
Sounds like a slippery slope to participation trophies.
Mm-hmm.
My generation gets made fun of for that.
It's not about that at all.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
You're like, it's okay, you messed up, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and you let us all down, but it's cool.
Good job.
Listen to this first. They were more likely to sink their second shot if the teammate reached out for a high five or pat them on the back or give them a little butt slap. And their chances rose even more when more of the teammates would actually do that. So they missed that first three throw, big break laid up there. People come up, they give them a high five, and it made a huge difference. They would hit their second one.
All joking aside, I mean, you should kind of lift each other up. Try to.
By the buttocks?
Cheerleaders, especially when they're doing their cheers, lift that cheerleader up. It did make a huge difference. It didn't make a huge difference when they made their first shot. So if they made the first shot and the other teammates would high-five them or whatever, it didn't make as big a difference if they would do that. But the researchers think it's because touch conveys a powerful nonverbal signal that we're with you even if you miss or even if you mess up.
You suck.
Yeah, high five.
That's not. See, that is such a negative way to look at that.
No, it's not. He was cheering him on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay first.
Okay. I mean, we're so quick to tear each other down all the time, you know, because everybody messes up. You're not perfect. You're going to go through life. You're going to make a ton of mistakes. And then you need somebody there to put their hand out to say, come on, let's get up, dust your britches off, and let's move on about the day.
Hawk, you would have a perpetual hug. I ain't hugging you.
See? And that's why I mess up so much is because you're so negative all the time.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yes.
That's the best part of team sports is when someone else messes up and you're like, oh my gosh, they just can't get it together. And then you mess up and you're like, that was just a oopsie daisy.
It's just like when people are driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the idiot, not me. Yeah. But then when I'm going fast, I'm not the idiot. You're too slow.
Yeah. When they're going fast, you're like, gosh, bunch of idiots. But when you're going fast, you're like, bunch of idiots, move.
So.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Yeah. That's what you just said.
Good job, Tori. Good job.
You suck.
That's yay. Suck.
Yay, I suck.
It's the same thing as Family Feud when they give a bad answer.
I know, and like, we all make answer. Fun of that because it's stupid. They're like, good it's answer. Not. And everyone's like, that was the worst answer in the world.
Honestly, your kid messes up, Tom. You're going to go, you're stupid. Well, can't you not get that problem right?
You're not going to do it to your kid. But someone else.
I do remember that one episode of Family Feud.
Yeah.
It's viral. The word was pork.
Uh-huh.
Say a word that begins with pork, and the guy goes, cupine.
Oh, my God.
They're like, good answer. Steve Harvey's like, what did you say, cupine?
That's like the mama one, where they're like, what's another word for mom? And she's like, Nana. And they're like, okay, good job. And they go to the next one, and she goes, Nani, and they're like, that's the same thing, yeah. And they keep saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Oh, good job. Good job. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
It's up there, Steve.
So next time I mess up, maybe let's say the time here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and a lot of people will listen, and they show up late to work and all, and I feel really bad about it. You know what? Pat me on the back. Tell me good job, and I might get the time right next time I say it.
Good job, Hawk.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're doing good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It turns out there are a lot of cheaters out there.
Uh-oh.
They asked people about playing card games and board games.
Yeah.
And 14%, that's about 1 out of 8 people,
mm-hmm.
I just cheated and guessed.
Did you?
But I think I'm close.
I can't even. If you do math, I can't call you out.
Well, 14% of people said they always, often, or sometimes cheat while playing card games or board games.
Yeah.
About half of the people said they never cheat. Some of them could have been lying.
Okay. I know. Like, what's the point of cheating with these games? Because if you do win, you get bragging rights, and you're like, you can't technically brag because you're cheating. You cheated to win the game.
I think the way they look at it is it doesn't matter about the game anyway, so why not enjoy the accolades of having quote unquote won?
Wow.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But some people are very competitive.
Well, you see it, too, with the serious sports where they're, you know, shooting up with stuff to make themselves stronger and winning medals and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And also making tons of money, and they've, fibbed a little bit.
A little bit. Come on, man. Yeah. I mean, like Lance Armstrong totally was doing all that stuff. And he came forward afterwards and says, if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have been in the leaderboards because everyone else was doing it, too.
Well, then a ton of baseball players.
It almost makes you feel like maybe they should just make that stuff allowed. And that way everyone is competing at their best.
Use whatever you can find to win. It's all about winning.
Whether it's bad for you or whatever. Now, that's what would suck is like, oh, well, steroids are what you need to win, but it's going to give you cancer later in life. Do you want to trade your early years and the success and glory of that for possibly having cancer when you're older? That's a tough call, man.
And it's on us because we want to see more home runs. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, so. More home runs is one thing. But, like, honestly, none of us would know the difference if they were going a certain speed on the bicycling races or if they were all slowed down by 3 miles an hour. It wouldn't make any difference to our boredom with the sport.
I just want to see them do real bicycles.
I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
I got
it's
you.
True.
I want to see them do the real bicycles.
What do you mean by real bicycles?
Not those fancy ones that, that are designed to go super fast. Like the ones we had when we were kids with the little bell on it and stuff and the basket on front. Let's see how fast you can go then.
And the banana banana seat, the banana boat seat.
Yeah, and put some baseball cards in the spokes and give it a little sound effect.
I know you're being serious, but I don't think that would work.
I know.
But what surprises me is they also have partners who have admitted to cheating. So some of the times you'll have a couple, some cute little old couple, and the two of them are working together to cheat their friends while they're playing.
Oh my!
They got a system in place, and they're winking at each other. And you know, if she pulls her dentures out three times and puts them back in, that means we're going to go with hearts this time or something.
That's not good.
It is kind of sad to think, especially as you're getting closer and closer to the pearly gates, you still aren't doing this stuff.
You know what? But I know, well, I guess you can't really cheat at the bingo parlors. I was thinking old people in the bingo parlors that they have.
Oh, they'll take you down.
They will. They'll like it. Yeah. I've been to a couple, and you know.
I don't think they can cheat at those. The only thing they do is that they can keep up with a huge number of cards compared to like a younger person.
I got one card one time. The lady beside me had like 10. And I'm like, how? She goes, you missed one. I'm like, I have one card.
Now, Hawk and I did this. He was dating this girl and she was like, we need to do something different for the weekend. Let's do something different. And she literally chose bingo.
Yeah.
And so we end up at a bingo parlor, and honest to God, by 50 years, we were the youngest people there. There was no one in between us and these 80-year-old women.
Mm-hmm. You know, why don't they make it like freshen up the bingo parlors and put bars in them and restaurants?
Singles night.
But, I mean, they do, bars and restaurants do bingo
nights.
Well,
they do the music bingo
and
stuff like
that. They have music and different ones, but yeah. But
I don't know the answer to that, Kate. I have a strong suspicion has something to do with old ladies, because whatever the old ladies want is what is going to happen in that place.
Right. Well, but they ain't cheating, so
I guess not. Well, we're assuming they aren't.
Yeah, but if
maybe they're better than we think they are.
I can understand if it involved money. Not saying I would do it, but if it involved money and you're cheating,
There's a motive.
There's a motive, yeah. But if you're just doing it because you want to win, like at Monopoly,
that's their motive, though. They just want to win
with the family. Yeah.
I think people blur the lines between finding the best strategy and cheating another strategy is just another strategy. It's kind of like when I was in geometry in high school. It's like my motive was my dad will put me on restriction or keep me from going anywhere for 6 weeks if I get a bad grade. But if I open my book down at my feet here and flip through the pages with my toes, I cannot get in trouble with my dad. I didn't care if I knew what an arc or a chord was later in life.
I never played that game by Parker Brothers. Geometry? Is that what it's called?
There's a Geometry Dash, but that's totally different. Yeah, so I mean, there was classes in school that I definitely, and they're like, oh, you're only cheating yourself. And I'm like, no, I might be cheating future me, but right now I'm helping the current me out a whole lot because I'd be in a lot of trouble.
If you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. That's a good thing.
It's not true.
It really,
you're cheating your future self.
Well,
something could happen between now and then and it don't even matter.
Ethically. It's like that's something you could learn and take with you for the rest of your life, you don't have to cheat every time it comes up in your
life.
When
have I ever needed geometry?
Well,
you don't even know what it is, and I don't need it.
You know what? I do too. It's about like the maps and stuff like that, topography and all that stuff.
Right. You cheated yourself worse than I did.
You should have cheated more, Hawk.
You might remember more if you cheated.
All the states, it has to do with geometry.
Well, don't feel bad because old people are doing it too.
Yeah,
and they're doing it on silly stuff like board games.
I'm going to watch Grandpa and Grandma next time they are playing.
Yeah, cards. Next time they play Monopoly, make sure they aren't like getting themselves into that money till or grabbing those deeds when you aren't looking.
Well, we'd always play Twister at our family reunions, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Summertime it gets a little sweaty and sticky.
Watch out for Grandma's hip.
Yeah. If she's cheating in that game, I want nothing to do with that.
I know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, according to the experts, flawed memories are very very southern right there. The flawed memories are very valuable. So our memories are precious to us because, you know, a lot of times we don't want to reflect and reminisce and think about things. But research shows that it doesn't really matter if your memories are accurate or not.
That's kind of terrifying.
It really is. They're not truthful to you.
I mean, we kind of know that, and there's nothing scarier to me than our system of law where we rely on eyewitness testimony,
right? Yeah,
which has been proven time and time again to be horribly flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we're getting to an era where we've got actual recorded images to show what happened instead of the flaws.
Well, I tell you,
people think of your brain as like this hard drive with this data stored on it, uh-huh. and it's not. It's basically your version of what
uh-huh.
happens.
Yeah.
And it's skewed by all of your beliefs and the fact that you're always the main character in the play, so everything revolves around you.
Yeah. I know, and there's two sides to every story, they say.
There's really, and it's three. There's one person, the other person, and there's the truth.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny with that. It's just, if you had a camera and you asked two people to describe what happened in a situation, and you go back and watch it, neither of them were right.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, when? Where? Yeah. I was there?
Yeah, really?
At least you know that.
Yeah. Well, they say that it's not important that our memory be accurate. It's more important that it helps us define ourselves, is what they say in this research. So memories are not just a storehouse of facts, but also a creative blend of fact and fiction that helps people tell meaningful stories about their lives, set goals, and envision the future in a realistic way. But
apparently not.
Is it so realistic? I don't know about that. But they did numerous studies, and they've shown how memory can be manipulated in ways that can affect the accuracy of a courtroom testimony.
Hey, I can tell you proof, simple proof of how you know that we don't remember stuff the way we should.
Okay.
Women have more than one child. Because if they remembered that childbirthing, they would be like, I ain't ever doing that again. We're not even doing what caused that again. But somehow they managed to forget all that, you know, all these things. And they're like, oh, I'm having another baby.
Yeah.
And you're like, do you remember what happened last time? Oh, I don't remember being that bad. Yeah, well, some of them they do. They remember it being the worst thing that ever existed.
Oh, my mom tells me every year she almost died on the day I was born.
She remembered
I
that,
almost
apparently.
Killed her. Yeah, then she had my brothers.
So she forgot something.
So people sometimes fictionalize, they say, memories to protect themselves from recalled experiences that threaten their beliefs about who they are, about themselves.
Absolutely.
So they warp that memory to make them look better.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves in life.
Okay.
Everyone goes through life thinking that they're the hero of the story. So even the idiot who cannot drive to save their lives, somehow in their story, mm-hmm. they're not the bad guy.
Right.
In their story, what they did wasn't that big a deal, and it's not their fault that they ran over four people on the pedestrian sidewalk. Because somehow, there's no way it would fit with their image of themselves.
I just want a little side note. No one got hurt with that, right? No one died from that incident, right?
That was a theoretical thing.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure it's
I thought of you, though, because you've run into people in cars before.
I have.
Shouldn't have been there.
Right. And what is your story on why that was you're still a good guy?
Well, I'm just saying I ran a red light. I don't know why that car was there.
Didn't that car see me coming?
You know what, though? I was looking for a road sign, and I was not paying attention. I'll own it, okay? And I hit, and then it's like a circus, a bunch of clowns coming out of a car. It was like a family of 16.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
too many people in there. I think
about this. So that was it was their fault for
so,
yeah. people.
It was back to their
he
fault.
Couldn't drive.
But all joking aside, that's what people do every day.
Yeah.
They tell the story and they use humor or an mm-hmm. excuse or something to make themselves a better person than they were.
But it is good to get realistic with yourself.
Apparently not.
And actually get some friends around you and ask them, as friends that you can trust, not the ones you can't trust, and have a little realistic, intervention with yourself.
I don't think I trust my friends because they'll tell me things when we've been out for a weekend or something.
Okay.
They'll tell me all these stories of things I did that I do not recall.
Well, that's so alcohol.
It's hearsay
involved.
Is what it is. I think they're making stuff up. So you can't trust all your friends.
It's funny that you say that, kiddo, because I thought of you immediately as one of the people that you could get to tell the truth about you.
What do you mean?
Like if I needed to know what really happened, you would tell me.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Well, no, but I'm saying you would tell the brutal hard truth, even though I didn't necessarily want to hear it.
Well, I'm not going to make myself look horrible.
Not you, about me. Oh, like, if I needed someone to bring me back down to earth, you would be a good choice.
You're going
to
call Tom out.
Oh, yeah.
But you will say, just kidding, which takes the edge off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I really am kidding.
No, you're not. Every time Cato says, just kidding, he was telling the truth, and then he's like, oh, I was really harsh. I'm going to say just kidding to make him feel better.
There you go.
So you're a nice guy, at least.
I mean, try it, because you can actually say anything you want, and people say, oh, he was just kidding.
Like, I hate your guts. Just kidding.
I don't hate anyone, you big jerk. Just kidding.
Next time you tell that story, just know it ain't all true.
This is true.
Wait.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.